Salutations, people. I'm going to pin this comment right here at the top while people are trying to work their way in here. I'm going to go ahead and say, if you guys want to support the operation, think about becoming a Patreon exclusive member. We will be giving away 5 exclusive memberships. Not this week, because I am flat out trying to return to everything we're doing this week. Not this week, but the week after this. I will be offering 5 different exclusive memberships for free, the audio version only. That way you guys can get access to, I'm glad you're asking that. We'll get into that stuff here shortly. Just stick with us. He's talking about SB 277 and SB 276. Man, you know, these. Contact me, Hams Hippie Closet. I have some experience with combat and whatever's going on out there in California. I'll try to connect you with some people, but to stay on point, they're asking about SB 277, SB 276, mandatory vaccinations for children as well as the adults that are taking care of them. So give me a bit, I'll get into that. Also, let me just get in some of these updates with you guys, and then I'll get into what the break was like, where my head is at, man. You know, this past 2 weeks, honestly, we did a episode with Paul Zelizer of the Awarepreneurs podcast, and I talked about it to you guys. Really, really fascinating stuff. It really gets crazy being asked different questions from other people. I'm so used to asking everybody else a question. It's weird when people ask me questions, especially about like what we're doing here. I really don't think about what we're doing like as a whole until somebody asks me like, hey, what's that thing you're doing? A perfect example is this, man. Like, I'm honestly coming back. I was on a phone call before I got on the air with you guys. I'm honestly coming back after the week break, man, and I'm flat out. I'm like literally overwhelmed with like how much stuff I'm like having to return to do. I have this show with you guys. I've got to go out of town tomorrow to do some recon for some stuff on Saturday. Then I've got to record on Thursday. Friday, I might have some downtime. I don't know. I have to take a march on Saturday, and then Sunday we have Fellowship and Freedom. And that's my first week returning back after taking like a week off. And so I'm not going to shoot you. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm like, holy shit, look at the fucking stuff you're doing, bro. So I guess to me, what I'm really trying to get around to saying is these little discussions right here and more that we're going to have to start doing, it's got to go up on the paywall. It's really got to go up behind the paywall. I'm willing to do so much of this stuff, and I didn't really see a lot of people doing jack squat while I was gone. I saw a lot of infighting, a lot of hatred, a lot of quitting. Didn't really feel informed. Didn't really feel like, hey, I could ease up and people will take it from here. I really feel like people were just heavy slacking. You know, I'm not sure how people feel, but go ahead and let me know in the comments what you did during the break. I really didn't see people doing stuff. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is, do people even really care? Or do they want someone to care for them? Put on some chapstick, so I gotta smush it in. Do people really even care, or do they want someone to care for them? You know, and I'm down to care, I'm down to do this work. I guess it's just, personally for me, I'm looking at what we've created, I'm wondering what other people are out there, and what's all going on. You know, again, I just pull back, and I'm able to see my influence, and that's a very, very crazy thing. I don't think about what I'm doing a lot of the times, I just kind of do it, you know, and then I take 2 seconds and look back, and I think, wow, look at everything we've created. Look at the amount of work that we're doing. Look at the things that you're involved in. I mean, just the other day, last night, I was deleting episodes from like 2017. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, look at how many people we've had on. Look at the topics we covered. Look at the things that we used to cover that we still need to hit back on. You know, it's just crazy. A little bit overwhelming for me. And for people that have been following me since like 2014, maybe 15, bro, like, holy crap. I trip out. I legitimately get like frustrated at myself that I feel like I should be being paid for doing this. Like, here, check this out. I was at a meeting this past Saturday, bro, and I had taken a break, right? I was on the break the entire week, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I had champagne and a cigar, steaks, and just like good food, dude. I was heavy chilling, but a part of me felt guilty, and you need to catch this. This is the crazy part. A part of me felt guilty for enjoying myself because I know that I created an operation to deal with all the stuff that we were doing, and I felt guilty for enjoying myself. I felt guilty for just being able to like relax and just be like a normal person and just like, yo, not be freedom faction, not doing this crap. I didn't take my vitamins, I didn't take my nutrients, my supplements, I didn't work out, none of it. I felt brain dead. I felt just like lost. I was just like in a funk. You know, I was drinking champagne and beers and whiskey. I wasn't thinking about, you know, the state of the country, the state of my heart, the state of the world. I wasn't thinking about that stuff. I was trying to just have a good time, bro. And so I guess what I'm really trying to say is I can't blame people for wanting to turn out or turn off. You see what I'm saying? Or turn up. I can't blame people for wanting to do that. But I guess that's not what the good Lord above blessed me to do. You know, I said this on my personal page. I was not blessed, or I was not given the luxury of laziness. I was blessed to be a busybody, you know, and it's rough. The work gets rough sometimes, but you know what? It's rewarding because I see what I could be. You know, I could be sipping champagne, poolside, chilling, letting other people take care of it, but a part of me would be dying inside. Part of me would just be unfit for society because I basically gave up. You see, I abdicated my true existence. So it's really, really some powerful stuff. You know, and I guess what I'm trying to say is like, dude, if I have to do this more, I've got to start getting paid for it and I've got to start figuring out a way. And that's not your guys' issue. That's me telling you guys that this is how this works. In order for me to continue to improve, I have to be working at a level of honesty, integrity, and authenticity that a lot of people don't have. And that's okay. I guess I'm here to do something else, dude. Like, it trips me out. You know, I'll say this and I'll get into some of these topics. I didn't even have time for this, bro. Billy Carson sent me a copy of his compendium of the Emerald Tablets, and I have to do a post and talk about it, but I haven't even had time to read that. I'm just coming in like a wrecking ball, back in everything I'm doing. So I'll give a shout out to him appropriately for sending us that way. I haven't had time to read it. I'm still reading the Corpus Hermeticum. There's just a lot of shit I got myself involved in. And I'm trying to figure out how to make it work. But I'll say this, and I'll start with all these topics. I was talking to somebody over this past weekend, right? Yeah, this past weekend. You know, they say they got upset. To be honest, they got upset because they see some of these people, and I know sometimes you guys think I'm guilty of it, but they see these people capitalizing off of the conscious community, selling these anti-radiation stickers, selling those buttons and things like that, selling the Organite pyramids. And we're going to be discussing stuff like that as well. And I had to talk to homie. I was like, you know, you have to understand that these people are not really useful for the products they push. Whenever we're taking a step back and creating something like this, we are more influential, more powerful. We have much more of a gravitas to us than the products that these pages are trying to push. You see what I'm doing. I'm not here to lie to you. I actually care about the community. I care about what we're doing. But these people who have these hundreds of thousands of followers, who are selling you all these different products, that all these different things, you guys know they're not here for you. When I come up over here and just like word vomit everything that's going on, not only personally but with the work, the time frames and everything else, that's me trying to communicate with you guys on a completely different level. No fucking product can do that, dude. No, you see what I'm saying? No exclusive membership can do that. None of the things that these people are offering can do that. And so whenever you take that step back, don't fall into that trap. Don't think that it's all about money. It's about integrity. It's about who you are. And you can't really sacrifice that. I'm going to say this and I'm going to start. You got two things in this world. You got your word and your balls. And you shouldn't break them for anybody. So, let's get into this. To be honest, we have a fair amount of topics, fair amount of questions that you guys wanted us to talk about. I'm going to just try to fly through the main topics. And if we can, get into some of the subtopics. You know, how media, music, school, and things like that are constantly programming people. The upcoming resistance, RFID chips, the mark of the beast, chemtrails, explaining vibrations, Oregon energy, the false flag alien agenda being pushed to create a global governance, and what happens whenever you sell your soul, and then everything that happens after that. I think that's important, bro. Based off of what I just said, as far as selling your soul and doing stuff like that, dude, there's a lot of people doing it, and I feel for them. Because I'm on some other stuff these days, and it's because I'm living in this authenticity and this integrity that's just gotten me somewhere else these days. But people are asking about things like SB 276, and if you're unfamiliar with that is, that plays a part in what we'll talk about as far as forced medical mandates, why you need to have bodily autonomy, medical freedom, and so much more. They're trying to mandate vaccines, mandate injecting things like that into children, as well as the caregivers. And that plays a huge part in things like the RFID chips, Mark of the Beast, and so much more. But to get back to the top of the list, let's talk about how media, music, school, and things like that constantly program people. We'll try to get into things like why you should go to university or why you shouldn't. People leaving school feeling lost, you know, with that sense of self, the millennial influence on politics, as well as Americans' loss of political power, as well as controlled opposition. But let's start at the top, how media, music, and school constantly program people. You know, I remember, like, years ago, whenever, like, I had discovered cloning, like, for real, like, when I knew it was legit, when I knew, like, without a shadow of a doubt, it was legit, we got soulless clone people walking around, I lost my mind. I, like, went for, like, a 2-hour long hike into the, like, mountains. I was like, oh, my God, am I me? People ask me, why would they clone people? Why would they clone Kanye? Why would they clone Gucci Mane? Because they can control them. They can control your perception. They may not be able to control you, but they can control them through the people that you pay attention to, the celebrities, the influencers, the entertainers, you see. How does that tie into media, music, school, and things like that? If people don't understand how they don't really care about their education, they don't care about what they're learning, they don't care about where their information comes from, well, guess what? You've been programmed. You've been programmed to not think for yourself. One of the questions we'll get into here after all this is things like bodily autonomy. I remember, speaking of Billy Carson, I remember one of the first times he kind of blew my mind. He had told me that taking your health back was one of the most revolutionary things that you can do. And ever since I've done that, I think you guys can all understand, I'm somewhere else these days. But that's not what you're taught in school. That's not what the media shows you. Music, sure as crap, does not want you to be healthy. Why do you think they killed Nipsey Hussle? So how does this all play into everything? How you're getting programmed? How you don't really think about the societal and the cultural influence of what's going on? How easy would it be for me to just say, hey, screw all this work, I'm going to go to Popeye's Chicken and drink some liquor? You see how there's a lot of stereotypes out there that have already been placed for you to fall into, but if you're not aware of them, they have twice as much of an effect. You see, from the subliminal messages that's in music, from the subliminal programming that's on TV, you know, I've been saying this for the past few weeks because I really don't want the Matrix Part 4 to suck. And what I mean by that is I don't want it to have that social justice warrior, virtue signaling, bullcrap feel to it. I want it to have that legitimate, genuine, original feel that the Matrix has. But because we're aware of the time frame that we're in, the next level of the programming that has to be updated, the agenda that has to be put forth, that's that social justice warrior feel, that's that Agenda 21, that's that it's all of that. That's what the programming is. And these days, because people are part of this old world order or this old sense of thinking, however you want to look at it, they're looking at this programming, thinking, how is this affecting me? What is going on with this? Da, 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 da. This is why I'm constantly telling you guys that it's already happened to us. If you're tuning into this, that programming has already happened, and they have like later programming for you guys to catch up on. What I'm trying to tell you these days is we have to watch out for the kids because that's the next generation. Think about it. You can't have kids like me up here, or you can't have children that I'm going to have doing the things that we're trying to do if they've been sexualized, if they've been perverted at a very young age, you see. And that's the whole point with the drag queen story time, the drag kid culture, the transgenderism, and all this type of stuff. It's to pervert people, to get them solely operating in the flesh and in the carnal and the corporeal. It's perversion. That's really what it is. It's degradation, not being divine, not stepping into that authentic, creative, godly energy that's inside of every one of us and then recognizing that and creating it here. But see, the media, the music, and school and things like that, it programs you to denounce all of these things. And so that leads me to my next point. Why should you go to university? Why should you continue looking for that programming? I'm not going to tell you guys not to go to university. Maybe. I don't know. University is for everybody. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys, look at a trade school. But why you should go to university? Maybe you want to pick up a trade. Maybe you want to pick up maybe you want to advance your career. Maybe you want to be a part of something. You know, there's nothing wrong with actually going to university or education like that. I think you just have to be very aware of the programming that goes on with it. I remember, I've got people from 16 to 75, from 15 to 75 that follow us. And I've seen some of my followers graduate, and that is a crazy feeling because they're coming to me and they're talking to me about, and they're showing me what the presentations they're learning in class and the programming that's going on there. And they're saying, bro, I feel like if I try to talk to them about what's actually going on, like I can't, you see. And so then this whole separate sect of your intelligence, of your knowledge base begins to shift off, you see. And there's a lot of people living in this kind of schism right now. They have to play along to get along, but they're like us. They're aware of all this stuff that's going on. They're just having to be hyper-vigilant of the programming that's out there. And it's a very dangerous world. So I'm not going to tell you guys not to go to university. I'm just going to tell you to be aware of what happens when you do go to university and what your intention is after it all. Next thing, people leaving school feeling lost and without a sense of self. And I'll try to tie that into millennial influence on politics and Americans' loss of political power. You know, over there in the UK, not the UK, the EU, I talked about this girl a lot on these past few episodes. Greta Thunberg, you guys might know her. She's a, I don't want to say controversial, but she's a very well-known climate activist. She's like 13 or 14, maybe 15, no older than 16 years old. I'm finding out information that she's connected to George Soros and stuff like this as well. But this 16-year-old, no older than 16-year-old Swedish activist, Greta Thunberg, she is basically the champion for the EU climate change agenda. She's one of the ones essentially rallying kids throughout the entire EU to take place in protests every single Friday so they leave school and go protest climate change. Now, what is that about? I'm trying to tell you how the new education system is taking over. We already see it happening here with David Hogg and other, and all kinds of these other just pop-up people. It's because they're using the children to carry out the agenda. It's the next wave. But how does that tie into leaving school and feeling lost? People feel like they find more of a sense in self following politics because school does not teach people creativity. It does not teach. It does not foster individuality. It nurtures conformity. It nurtures. It nurtures all that stuff to where it essentially robs you of who you are. But whenever people go into things like politics, environmentalism, social justice, however you want to look at these types of things, they begin to slowly develop a sense of self. And so you're going to see this gradual shift take place to where people lose faith in the education system. It will collapse, and then politics will take over. But I have something else to talk about that, as far as that, later on in the transmission. Now let's talk about millennial influence in politics as well as America's loss of political power. Now, as I told you before, people are getting sick and tired of politics, right? They don't want to hear any more about Orange Man Bad. I mean, we posted a study just last week about how 70% of Americans are more upset. I think it's either more upset with Big Pharma than they are with government. I'm not sure like what the statistic is. I should have read it before I came on air. But basically what it is people saying they're tired of being drugged and they're tired of being controlled, right? This is what I would consider a millennial influence on politics. Because we have this social justice warrior, democratic attitude towards politics, this whole bring the system down, fuck the system, I'm all about it. But what's going to replace the system? That's what we need to start thinking about. And because we're not wanting to engage the left-right paradigm in any of that nonsense, we're trying to figure out a way to radically shift that. And if you ask me, that's where the climate justice comes in, the climate activism, and the environmentalism comes in. Our generation doesn't necessarily so much care about like politics as it does about basically being chill, basically having like the space to just do whatever we want and being left alone. Well, what better way to do that than to create a space, the environment, to where you have, a cohabitable space. I hope that makes sense. It's like because we have just been basically multi-generationally screwed over from previous generations, you know, this is why we're all basically so poor. There's a study that came out just this past week about how financial stress affects your mental health and how that's what's plaguing like our entire generation. Suicide rates are up, anxiety is up, and all this stuff. But because this has all been done by design, they're getting us used to scarcity. And so they're having to come up with a whole new way to essentially govern the populace. This is where the social credit score comes in. This is where environmentalism comes in. Sustainable development goals. This is where the technocracy comes in. This is where all this stuff comes in. I've talked about this too on the podcast before I left the week before last about what happens whenever politics fails. The corporatocracy takes over, the technocracy. You see, And this plays in a part of what we'll be talking about here shortly. Things like controlled opposition, RFID chips, and the mark of the beast. This plays a huge part in it as well. But it's the programming, you see. It's the mind control. It's the social engineering. It's the getting people to abdicate their individual human rights so that they can willingly be controlled. And that was part of the reason as to why I had to take that break last week, is because if I can't even separate from a week of doing all of this nonsense, am I going to be able to say no to the mark of the beast? So all of you people that took a break with me, congratulations. You basically said no to the mark of the beast with me. And those of you that didn't even check on the page or do anything for a full week and didn't take that half semi break with me, you guys are the real heroes. I'm still halfway plugged in having to do all this. You see what I'm saying? But if people can't even make that distinction now, have that discernment, that discipline amongst themselves now, how are they ever going to be able to deny the mark of the beast? So that's kind of what I see as far as Americans' influence on politics, militarily influence on politics, and why we're losing it, is because we're basically giving over our American influence to this global governance. And that plays a huge part in what I'll be discussing later on as well. I got to get rid of this notification. I don't care whose birthday it is. Controlled opposition. That's always fun. Controlled opposition, the upcoming resistance, and will breaking the Second Amendment lead to revolution or genocide? You know, whenever I was going over the updates, I told you how some of these people have consciously infiltrated the conscious community, full well knowing what they're doing, only to take your dollars. That's why you guys like laugh at me whenever I do like my little quick plugs, because I don't know how to do that. Like, I didn't come in here with the intention to make money over you guys. I came in here with the intention to talk about all this stuff and discuss it. But there are people that have come in here selling things like Oregon, which has like legitimate properties too, which has like science based behind it, selling chemtrail busters, selling like all this stuff. But it's because it's cheap and gaudy, right? Because it doesn't have that authentic feel. People want more. I remember talking about this with Rob of Truth and Vibration about how they are developing new technologies basically to break us out of the crazy matrix we're in, and at the same time usher in a new age. But because of where we are at consciously, we are unable to interface with these types of things. And so we're basically playing with what we have. You got to think, guys, like really, I know you guys are familiar with me, but I've only been doing this for four or five years, coming up on six, doesn't seem like that long in today's society, but there's not a lot of people kind of aggregating all this stuff together and trying to pull people together to come up with like an actionable plan. I mean, earlier this morning, I signed a petition to stop 5G in Florida that I should have posted, and I'll be posting it in the story as well as the link with this episode. But you see, it's because we're all kind of gradually waking up to this that we need to have a little bit more aggressiveness towards finding a solution. But I digress. Let me get back to controlled opposition, why that's important. You have people that are in here that are intentionally discrediting everything we're doing, and this is why I don't fuck with them. Pure, plain, and simple. This is why they do not come on the show. This is why I don't talk to them. That's why they know don't come around me. It sounds rude, but real recognizes real, and fake people know to stay away. That's just the simplest thing I can say. And so, how does that tie into the upcoming resistance? You have people who, as I said before, are fully aware of what they're doing, infiltrating the community, trying to cause problems. Precisely. Nick Blazer 402 says they're agents. But I don't want to go around tossing that label, because people toss that label around at me. What I want to say on a whole nother level is people don't understand that sometimes their ignorance can be weaponized against them. This is something that a lot of people don't really understand. They need useless eaters. They need useful idiots to carry out things. And when people come in here trying to make a quick buck off of things that actually are beneficial and like an actual solution to us, they end up discrediting us. There's so much that could come with talking about controlled opposition that it's just like, how do people already not know it? You recognize it. And this is what I was talking about before during the break. When I left, I didn't really see a lot of people talking about the news, trying to wake people up, fostering like some kind of place where people could have honest discussion. I didn't see that. What I saw was a lot of infighting, a lot of hatred, a lot of nonsense, a lot of feel-good, lovey-dovey content. And I'm just like, this is not what people need. This is why people are just, what the fuck are you doing? This is not what people need. People need authenticity. People need things to think about. I can't, like, I'll tell you this, and then I'll try to move into the upcoming resistance stuff. I looked, we had like 30,000 page views in the past 7 weeks, like the week that I had left. And then just like that Monday, dude, it dropped from like 30,000 to 6,000 or 8,000, 8,000 people. And so that made me laugh. That legitimately made me laugh. That made me think that like at least 22,000 people were just like, word, freedom, you're taking a break. Later, dude. Later, bro. And but 8,000 still stuck around. And so that's crazy to me, because that's what people know. People recognize that. People want that. People don't want nonsense, dude. People don't want, I like them, you know. People don't want those spiritual quotes, but I like those spiritual quotes. But it's a different day and age. And people don't come on to social media just to people don't come onto my social media just to feel good. People come onto my social media to feel something and to think something and to do something. And I just think that's a crazy difference to recognize, man. Like I legitimately see that influence. Maybe I need to follow different people. I don't know, dude, but it's just, it truly is interesting. And so controlled opposition is a very real thing. And you have to watch out for people that are doing that stuff. That's all I gotta say. But let me get into the upcoming resistance and how breaking the Second Amendment could lead to revolution or genocide. You know, right now, speaking of controlled opposition, right now, you have all kinds of disillusioned Democrats who have taken up the resist label and thinking that we need to resist Trump and do all this other stuff. Well, where did the word resist come from? Who's been like doing the whole resisting? Do you even know what it is that you're trying to fight? You know, I'm going to be talking about later on how about the old New World Order and the new World Order. Do people know what exactly they're resisting? Somewhere along the lines, during all this chaos, something happened to where what we thought was good is now bad, and what we think is good, or what we think is bad, is now good. Somewhere along the lines, an inversion happened. And during that inversion, a lot of people got disillusioned. They didn't catch on to the switch. You see what I'm saying? And so, when you're talking about the resistance, or resist, or what is it that they're resisting? You see? This is why they're pushing for mandatory vaccinations. This is why they're pushing for abortion. This is why they're pushing for your guns. This is why they're pushing for all this stuff. Do you know what it is you're resisting? So what is the upcoming resistance? I just talked about a few things right there that are going to set people off. Already people are upset about the idea of mandatory vaccinations. You know why they're not publicizing all these deaths from the cops that are going out there trying to collect guns? Because they understand that's going to trigger people. Out here in New Mexico, what was it? It was Governor Michelle Luann Grisham. She tried to talk about taking our guns, and the sheriffs were just like, hell no, lady. You are not doing that. That's a cute trick, but you're not going to do that. They all ended up like signing some crazy petition. Thousands of sheriffs all over like our state were just like, we see what you're trying to do. You're not going to get us to do that. Realest of all talks. So I'm glad that you're putting it out there, but it's not going to happen. So that's just happening here locally. Our sheriffs are stepping back. But what about the sheriffs that didn't fight back? What about the sheriffs that capitulated and went along with it? Some of them are getting shot at. Some of them are taking guns. This is why you had a Beto O'Rourke and even Joe Biden and all kinds of other people talk about, yes, we're coming for your guns. But that's going to trigger something. I crap you not. And by next year of November 2020, this country's going to look like something different. They are trying to trigger a civil war. That's the upcoming resistance. And so I just want everybody to know, as we're going into this, we just need to be aware of it. We have people who might have our same views. We don't freaking know, but that's the whole point behind it. Because they're trying to just make everything misinformed, disillusioned, push hopelessness and confusion. People don't know what they're fighting for. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. What's going on, Dat Boy? So, will breaking the Second Amendment lead to revolution or genocide? You know, this past week, I was basically coming back into my life, and I had various meetings with really, really crazy people. I'll just leave it at that. And it is the simplest thing I can say is it's a powerful moment being able to draw a line in the sand with real men. You know, and being able to sit at the big boys table and like strategize and come up with stuff, it is pretty powerful. And so I guess I'm not going to be on the genocide tip. I'm going to be on the revolution tip. And you know, I've talked about this on the show a few times. with people privately and publicly and just willy-nilly the same way I am right now. You know, prior to even stepping into all this stuff that I'm doing these days, I used to have dreams about dying out in the middle of the street, carrying like a Molotov or just like just up against like a tank or a chopper. Like, it's never been really clear to me, but I always remember just like dying out in the middle of the street and just like watching my body, you know, I'm like surrounded by all kinds of people, but it's crazy. It really is crazy. And I've talked about how my affinity towards like Antifa, it is that, because I do get the whole F the system nonsense, but there's a lot of spiritual stuff going on that I'll just have to discuss with you guys later. But that's the upcoming resistance. That's the upcoming civil war. That's the destabilization that you guys see them pushing us towards. And it all comes from that being able to program people. I remember doing an episode and talking to you guys, the audience, about specifically that, about how some people have been incepted with certain personalities that are meant to be triggered and activated at certain points in time. But because people are unaware of this, that's why they're twice as susceptible. And, you know, I can't help but think part of it has happened to me too, and that's why I always tell you guys at the end of every show, stay vigilant, you know. But let me get into a look at some of these things right here. I know everything is already happening. That's the crazy thing. I love Beyblades, so go ahead, Beyblader 10, and message me after this, and we will talk. But while we're taking a quick break, switching gears, I want to say, if you guys support this operation, or if you want to support this operation, think about becoming a Patreon-exclusive member. Patreon.com/FreedomFaction. We have all kinds of different tiers with gifts and features to help give you guys what you need, as well as support us at the same time. I'm going to be clearing off all the old episodes. It sounds crazy. I got to say bye to like basically 2 years of work that YouTube didn't get and that Google didn't get. I got to archive that, make better tiers, and I have to do all kinds of different stuff. Reform all these packages, man. But it's all designed to give you guys better work. We need to streamline this stuff because of the days that we're moving into, but at the same time, be aware of the threats that are there. So next topic, RFID chips, the mark of the beast. Forced medical mandates, things such as SB 276, bodily autonomy, medical freedom, Agenda 21, my adversary Bill Gates, and chemtrails and 5G. You know, when I first started this out, the concept of the mark of the beast like scared the ever-living daylights out of me. It literally made me just like... Because I went and grabbed the Bible. I was like, what the frick are they talking about? Mark of the beast. You can either buy or sell without receiving a mark. That sounds like hell. That legitimately sounds like hell. You know, and now these people are trying to talk about immortality and extending your biological time clock, you know, synthetic immortality, all life extension, all this crazy stuff. Would you want to live forever having to pay taxes? Hell no. But that's the mark of the beast. That's the RFID chip. Now, Let me dial it back. It's trailer built, SB 174, SB 276. I'll get into that because I've been talking about that for the past few years. Let me dial it back a bit before I get into the RFID chips and everything else. Just I think it was yesterday. I'll just say this week, just to clear it all. This past week, Governor Gavin Newsom of California signed SB 276, which allows for Is it SB 274? I'm not sure. I'm just going to go into medical mandatory vaccinations. This is SB 276 and SB 277. I talked about it years ago, and it's been in effect ever since. Essentially, what it is forcing people and children who get vaccines, forcing them to do that. The child care facilities as well as the children that are there. I mean, everything that we saw earlier this year in New York has already been going on for years in California. The simplest thing I can say is if you are in California and you need help combating things like SB 276, SB 274, or SB 277, SB 174, or whichever one is being listed right here, I know a few attorneys and a few doctors that are stationed there that may be able to help you write exemptions, that may be able to help you legally work your way out of that. I'm not entirely familiar with it because I haven't brushed up on it, but the information and the connections are still there. So I will try to extend those things to you guys if you're familiar with it. But what is the point behind talking about things such as forced vaccinations, forced medical mandates and stuff like that? this past weekend, because I was just like in a completely different world, man. This past weekend, you know, I talked about how we look at our bodies the wrong way. We look at what's going on here the wrong way. We interface the wrong way. Our bodies are meat sacks. That's what we call them, these flesh suits. We realize they are that. But we don't call our bodies the temple. We don't call our bodies sacred chambers to honor divine light. We don't call our bodies that. No, you know, you're just a mesomorph or an anthropomorph or any of that type of crazy stuff, right? We look at our bodies the wrong way. We look at them as just chemical constructs, biological constructs. We don't look at them as that, as sacred temples to honor that divine light. And so because of this, because we are just meat sacks, we're degenerate human beings, we're abdicating that divine right, to be sacred, to be made whole. What am I trying to get around to? When these people are pushing medical mandates, they are removing your individuality. They are removing your ability to say no. If you can't decide what goes in and out of your body, you are a slave to something that is detrimental. You see, the medical mandates that are going on in California, New York, I'm sure will eventually reach Seattle and other parts of the country, all of this is designed to get people used to the idea that, well, because you're a part of this society, you now have to abide by those medical mandates. Nobody ever asks the questions about why the people that end up getting the shots, getting sick, and end up making other people sick after having the shot. Nobody ever talks about that. No, they just want you to hurry up and get your shot because you may get sick. So we're essentially abdicating our personal freedom, our medical freedom, off of a whim, off of a hunch that we might get sick. And on top of that, nobody ever asks the question as to why our environment is getting more toxic, why our body, why our immune systems are breaking down. Nobody ever asks those questions. No, just get more shots. And if you don't have them, we're going to find you. Like, literally, we're going to find you. Like, $5,000. I forget what it is in New York, but I know in Australia, you know, you get like a, it's like a no jab, no pay. I think that's what it is. It's like if you don't get your vaccine, you like don't get a certain amount of your paycheck. And it's crazy. It truly is crazy to me. But how does that tie into the RFID chips, Mark of the Beast, bodily autonomy, and medical freedom? What did I start this whole segment off talking about? You will not be able to buy nor sell without receiving the mark in your hand. The mark in your forehead or your head. Did that completely backwards. But that's what it is. That's exactly what it is today. You will not be able to send your child to school to go get programmed without giving them the shots first. And so we're already seeing forms of it today. Where do you think it leads? Elon Musk, just a few months ago, it sounds crazy, but literally a few months ago, Elon Musk was talking about hooking your brain up to a machine. Came out, he debuted the Neuralink, the brain-to-machine interface, and then a few days after, Facebook was like, we have one too. We can hook your brain up too, we're cool. It's like, wow, you guys like literally can't even stop yourself from trying to just take our shit, huh? You literally cannot even stop yourself from trying to just harvest our mind, you sick sons of guns. So think about this. You got people racing to literally try to harvest your mind. But if you can't even protect your body, well, then your mind's fair game. Who's to say, and this ties into things like Bill Gates, Agenda 21, and chemtrails, and so much more. Who's to say that some of these vaccines aren't tainted? Who's to say that, though, they might contain formaldehyde, aluminum, aborted fetus cells, a little RFID chip, courtesy of Bill Gates or Elon or Fedbook, Mark Zuckerberg, who knows? Who's to say that these vaccines that they end up mandating and giving to children, who's to say that it doesn't contain something else that you're aware of? You see. And so this is why all of this is very dangerous. This is why I think, what was it? Yeah, it was either in Brooklyn or just someplace in New York that they had like Orthodox Jews who were saying getting this vaccine is against my religion. And it's because they understood if you capitulate, if you give them that inch, they are going to take a mile. They're going to go even farther. And that's where this all goes. It's submission. It is medical tyranny. So how does that tie into things like Agenda 21, Bill Gates, chemtrails, and 5G? For people that don't know what Agenda 21 is, it's the Green New Deal. That's what you're seeing it described as today. It's the Green New Deal. Los Angeles has one, Seattle has one, and New York City has one as well. They all have their own various versions of implementing the United Nations Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. This stuff is really crazy. How does that tie into the Mark of the Beast, RFID chips, medical freedom, and so much more? Medical mandates are a literal thing in there. Like, they want to make sure, and they all do it in the name of austerity and protecting people from poverty. Like, oh, we're here to save the world. We want to make sure that everyone has affordable access to healthcare. Free healthcare. You see how that works? You see, like, why all this is crazy? Because you see these people pushing for it. But here's how we see it manifesting in our country today. Here's how we see it manifesting in America. That's why they want to take American healthcare and then get us to sign over our rights, our medical rights, to give illegal immigrants and migrants healthcare, to where they'll introduce those things like forced vaccinations, because they're, you know, we need to make sure. Whatever. We need to make sure. But you see, that's what it is. Agenda 21 is us essentially signing over to global governance, the New World Order, and so much more. You guys can go look it up. I mean, the crazy thing is I'm 27. This thing came out literally the year I was born. So in 1992, they have been working on this entire thing since then. So what you're seeing now is the rolling out, the declaration that we are doing this. This is going to happen. That's what you see happening now. The only problem is people aren't informed, aren't educated, aren't caught up to date, and so they're asking what the heck's going on, entirely confused. How does this tie into the RFID chips? It's all to gradually get us there. You see, you're going to see a brief split in society, and then this overwhelming this technocracy is going to come over. You know, this is why you see them weaponizing third world populations. This is why you see them trying to politicize poverty and poor people. This is why they're doing all these things. And I've been talking about this since Trump got into office. Obama's point, his presidency, was to bring us down to third world status, just for Donald Trump to try to raise us up to second world status, raise us up to first world status again, only to collapse capitalism and then for them to usher in this global communism and this global socialism that you see happening. And all of that comes with the free healthcare, the free education, you know, the free transportation, and all it costs is your sovereignty. All it costs is your freedom and your individuality. And that's why this is so dangerous. You know, I think that's, I don't know if you guys remember, but a few weeks ago I made a joke about how my chickens are, the chickens I'm raising right now, how they have free healthcare, free education, free everything. I just have to take their children, just get to take their eggs. And that's the crazy part about it. People can't even see how they're being thrown onto a plantation. So it truly is crazy. Now, Bill Gates, chemtrails, and 5G. You know, I don't really know. I do not know how much time I have left. And I hope I have a good amount, because I always got something to say about Bill Gates. recently... this is so crazy. God, the world we live in is so crazy. Bill Gates is now being tied to Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Gates is... He's something else, bro. Like, really. I guess I'm trying to tell you, like, how do I talk about Bill Gates being up there with Elon Musk, Jack Ma of Alibaba, Mark Zuckerberg, David Roth... Jacob Rothschild, David Rockefeller, George Soros, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Like, how do I tell you? Like, he's up there, just as much as them. And more information is coming out about how Bill Gates is tied into Jeffrey Epstein, but on some transhuman eugenicist nonsense. You know, there's a lot of evidence that's beginning to point towards Jeffrey Epstein, the Mossad, and other various agents, and the technocrats like Elon Musk and Bill Gates being involved in a crazy high-level eugenics program where they're essentially running around collecting the semen and the DNA from various influential people and then just creating like a completely separate race of people. It's some other stuff, dude. I kid you not. But let's bring Bill Gates back to just being involved in things like vaccines, being involved over there in Africa and everything he is doing. I remember doing like an episode with Charles Caston of Truth is Terrorism, and I think it was him that was telling me how Bill Gates' father was like the first head of Planned Parenthood. So he's been super involved in population control, super involved in eugenics and so much more. Like before, I think that was it. Before Margaret Sanger came into Planned Parenthood, it was Bill Gates' father. And so that's where all this money came in from. That's where all this legacy influence comes from. So why am I freaking out about Bill Gates, dude? From the vet, like, dude's involved in vaccines. Like, he's out there literally killing people in Africa. I think, what was it? India banned him. They banned the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation from operating there because they were able to trace back some of the, what was it? It was like cervical cancer, I think. It was like I don't know. It was some kind of crazy stuff that Bill Gates was involved in. India is like, no, you're not going to conduct your operations here. And then like a few months after that, he went to Africa, or his foundation went to Africa, and then came up with a random cure for Zika. Like, it is just something else. It truly is something else. But that's the most recent noticeable depopulation effort that he's been involved in. And if you guys want to know more about things like that, go look up his infamous speech at the TED Talk conference, where he talked about his COPSEC formula and how vaccines would be a good tool used for depopulation. So it's truly something else. This is why they're telling you that there's too many people on the earth, you know, that you just need to kill yourself for climate change. I mean, what was it? Just last week, Bernie Sanders hopped up over there and said, hey, you know what's good for climate change? You want to save the earth? Kill your baby. Abortion's good for climate change. It's like, what the... are you serious? And then, like, earlier this year, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was just like, you know what? Like, mashing stuff, trying to seem normal, like a freaking crackhead. Just like, you know what? There's just, like, too many people in the earth. Like, we just have to kill them. Don't you know? Climate change. It's just, we're going to create, like, an uninhabitable future, so we just have to kill, like, everybody. And then, like, Bill Mayer on his show, too, he said, you know what? I'm so glad you degenerate millennials ain't having no kids. You guys just need to stop and kill yourself and die. I'm just like, who is telling these people these things? Who is telling these people these things? And then literally just the other day, what was it? I didn't even find the professor, but I'm going to remember that degenerate scumbag's name. He's talking about, you know what? Cannibalism's good for climate change. He's like, I see you guys talking about abortion. Burgers, you really want to get to the source of the problem for climate change? Let's just start cannibalizing people. Yep, let's just start cannibalizing people. Yep. So, you literally have a decent amount of people who have been whipped into a idiotic frenzy, like I did right there, who are just like, you know what, I can't wait to get me some human. I can't wait to get me some flesh. Whoa. It's like, whoa, dude, like, you're probably satanic. You're probably evil. And I pray for clarity for you. Because you got something going on there, and I can't help you with that. So I'm just keep you away from me, real good, you know. And again, that just I guess because this past weekend I talked about how there is a spirit of delusion over a lot of people. I guess to some degree I can't blame them, and that's why I keep trying to pray for clarity, wish the best for them, because they've been so disillusioned and misinformed that they've literally been robbed of that sense of, like, divinity, that robbed of, like, who they are. And now they're just doing all the worldly things. Now they're just doing whatever their phone tells them, whatever these puppet Democrat people tell them, whatever Hillary, the witch, Rodham Clinton tells them. They're doing all this stuff because they don't know how to communicate to themselves. Boom. Concrete Rose 16 says right there, spirit cooking. They need aborted babies for themselves to eat. Yes. It's pedivores. It's a very real thing. And so as I keep trying to reiterate to people on the show and to you guys as well here in the public audience, whoever I am, whatever I'm doing, anybody that talks to me, I keep saying, we were not evil enough yet for Hillary Clinton. We just weren't. Some of us wanted to be good. Some of us wanted to have like decency. Some of us wanted to, you know, have a family, have kids, you know, be normal. The powers that be, the controlling elite, the social engineers, the technocrats, the people in the background, they're just like, you know what? Look at these people having some decency and some morals. I see that. Look at you. Look at you trying to be like a respectable and dignified piece of work here. It would be a shame if we were just to collapse society and promote degradation, promote dehumanization, promote debauchery, flood you with drugs, fill your mind with garbage, you know, have you obsess over people like Caitlyn Jenner, Cardi B, and these useless entertainers. It would be a shame if we literally flooded all your perception with disgusting garbage, because then you wouldn't have those morals. You see how we come back full circle to what we were talking about at the start of this transmission? How media, music, school, and all these things are constantly programming people, and how you have to have like an understanding as to who you are because they're trying to take it. Right there, AJ Fresh Line talks about it. Says adrenochrome. Yes, dude. Yes. I think there was an article that came out before I came onto the air. It talked about how with HARPA, this is now the Health Advanced Research Project Agency, which is the biological equivalent to DARPA, the Defense Advanced Project Research Agency, we're getting into life extension, but there's a whole other thing coming out to where they're gonna do blood tests to see if you were like legitimately allowed to have guns. So I'm just like, this is crazy. But yes, no, sticking to the adrenochrome, the spirit cooking, the trafficking in human souls, the open wickedness that we're involved in. As I said before, they did not want us, they don't want us to have divinity. They don't want us to have like, they don't want us to get a deeper connection with God. That's why I'm telling you, there's not a lot of me's out there. You can go find some scumbags real quick. You can get involved in some dirt baggery real quick. You want to go be some gutter trash? Go have some fun. You can do that. Like, and I was joking about this this past week. I'm like, how many? Because our flesh, it tends to want to do crappy, disturbing, negative, worldly things, right? How many friends do you have that you can call up that you can just drink, go beat somebody up, and go do negative stuff with? Do you have any people that you can call up and just talk to? Do you have any people that you can build with? Anybody that you can work in the light with? Again, like, how many people around you actually legitimately care about who you are as an individual, want to see you progress? How many people do you have around you that are just down to go stomp some scumbags real quick, huh? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference. And it's because they're gradually trying to lead us to a point of dehumanization, to where they have the justifiable reason to kill us. You know, and as I said before, we were not evil enough for Hillary Clinton, and that's why they're putting the whole orange man bad, everything sucks, America sucks, you're not going to be great, kill yourself, we want your babies, everything's bad, you know. Hopelessness, hopelessness, fear porn, fear porn, fear porn. That's why they're literally trying to overwhelm you so that you don't essentially retreat inside and remind yourself that you are more important than all these things that are going on and that you can affect change. It truly is like some technocratic, scientific, occult working that you really have to be like extraordinarily aware of. But all of that guy started talking about Bill Gates, if you can believe it. But let me tie that into Bill Gates, chemtrails, and 5G. And then if we have time, I'll try to get into things like explaining vibrations, Oregon energy, biblical Christianity, and Reiki. You know, everything that I just mentioned there to you, tapping into like your divine existence and understanding that that's very real. Even if you don't understand it, there is science to prove it, pure, plain, and simple. Even if you do not want to acknowledge your divinity, other people already have. And so what they have to do is they have to trick you to give that over. How many people do you think have been tricked to give over their individuality, their divinity, their future? When I made the joke about the chickens that I'm raising, how they get free healthcare, free education, free housing, and all this stuff, all it takes from them is for me to get their chickens, their little eggs. All it takes from them is their freedom. It takes their future. They get to stay where they are, stuck forever. All it takes from them is to give me your kids, give me your future. And I don't think a lot of people are able to understand that. That's exactly what's happening with us. We are being selfish in the sense that we can't see past our own wants, our own needs, that have been given to us. They are creating and crafting your consent. And that's why they're saying, hey, you can have all this good stuff. You can have all the things that you want. You can. We can even let you live forever here. All you have to do is give us your womb. Give us your children. Give us your future. You see. And that's why this is so dangerous. I think I just legit need to move on from Bill Gates, because I see that motherfucker's name and I just get like angry. I have like a people that have been following me for these 4 or 5 years, you guys know I have like a villainous hatred towards Bill Gates. You know, the guy is involved with Harvard. He's teaming up with Harvard to spray calcium carbonate in the sky. He's saying like, "Hey, guess what? It'd be a great idea if somebody were to spray a protective layer over the sky and reflect sunlight, don't you think? I think that'd be a great idea. I think that would be a great idea, don't you? Let's get some aluminum particles, some calcium carbonate particles, some chalk. Let's get some other reflective materials up there, you know, and let's just start spraying them. And maybe because of climate change, it'll reflect the sunlight and we can protect our area." So, chemtrails. Oh my good Lordy God. Bill Gates is involved in chemtrails. Former disgraced CIA director John Brennan is also involved in chemtrails. He calls them stratospheric aerosol injections. Chemtrails are very real. The Australian equivalent of 60 Minutes, or I think it might just be 60 Minutes Australia, just did a piece where they're talking about contaminated air, toxic air, and how it's like the asbestos of airplanes, and how it's basically killing pilots, killing passengers on the plane. You know, this past few weeks, we've talked about how there's a vaping disease that has come up from some of these bootleg cartridges that are out there, people trying to make an extra quick buck, and then end up intoxicating or toxifying people's lungs. And then how in places like China, people are developing strange lung diseases because of the toxicity that is there. It comes from this. It comes from the chemtrails. It comes from the pollution. It comes from all of this stuff. And I wanted to say, like, before I put up that that post about the pilots and the passengers experiencing some kind of lung disease because of what's going on up there, I wanted to say could it be because of the chemtrails that we're spraying? Could it be that some of them are still stuck up there? And that they're trapped in that kind of, I don't know if it's the ionosphere, the atmosphere, the sonosphere, I'm not sure. But it's up there. And so obviously it would affect the people who are traveling in the space, you know, pure, plain, and simple. But that's what I mean by Bill Gates being tied into chemtrails and the damage that chemtrails are having. Now, during my little, yeah, precisely, Lana, not Del Rey, Morgellons, I did a fantastic episode with KB Visions on our network about that. And you know, it truly is crazy to see all these things. So the little timer just dropped down. It's currently letting me know that I have a minute and 30 seconds left with this transmission, and I literally only got about halfway through. I still have to talk about 5G, explain vibrations, Oregon energy, biblical Christianity, Reiki, the false flag, alien agenda, and selling your soul, and what happens after that. But here's what I'm going to do, because I have to learn to start doing this more. I'm going to have to end this transmission and say, if you guys want to get access to the next transmission, you have to become a Patreon exclusive member. For the people that are here right now, I'm basically just going to end it, boom, and then maybe check my power, try to charge it real quick, and then hop back on. But if you guys want to get access to this, the part two, you're going to have to become a Patreon exclusive member. I know, I ramble a lot, I try to get as much as I can in, but I will. I will be right back right after this. But for our regular podcast listeners, if you guys want to go ahead and subscribe to our podcast, you can do so. Factions of Freedom. We're on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, MixCloud, TuneIn Radio, any other major podcasting platform. We release episodes every single Friday. If you guys want to get access to the part two that we will be doing shortly after this, become a Patreon exclusive member, patreon.com/freedomfaction. We will be adding... What I'm going to be ending up doing is adding the audio version to our public podcast feed, and the video I'm going to be adding to our private podcast feed. So really, really cool stuff. That's why I'm telling you guys, join us, support us, and don't worry, I will support you. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I really have for you. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have that in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. Time's up.